all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. The hungry calleth now, come and dine. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. Hallelujah. With his manna he doth feed, and supplies our every need. Holy soup is sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine with us to follow him. Come and dine. We may eat at Jesus' table all the time. We fed multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry call of man, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called him to him, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Oh, come and dine, Christ calling, come and dine. We may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble thee. Oh, it will be a glorious sight. All the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Amen. Oh, come and dine, Christ calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. You fed the multitude, turn the water. The hungry call of man, come and dine. Can you say glory?
Glory.
We're getting there.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come and dine, the Master call of come and dine. We may feast at Jesus' table all the time. You fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry caller, come and dine. Oh, come and dine, Christ caller, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. You fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry caller, come and dine.
Happy drink one more time.
The hungry call of now, come and dine.
Amen. You may be seated.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
How do you like the way the gym looks tonight?
Amen.
Can you notice everything's gone? All the basketball junk's gone?
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy. Oh, that makes me so happy. It looks so different. I hated sitting up here, and every time I have to look at those scoreboards up there, but now I don't. I can just look at you and feel the presence of the Lord. I was trying to think I don't know who, there's a big evangelist that used to say, expect a miracle. With this is the group to say that with.
Amen.
Expect a miracle.
Amen.
Come expect it. Amen. We have come to dine tonight in the feast upon the manna,
Amen.
The hidden manna that we've been talking about is, where is it at? It's in the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
And that's what we're in right now, sitting together in heavenly places in the Holy of Holies. We've come tonight to do what? To take the Lord's Supper.
Amen.
It's not really communion. We're going to find out more about that tonight. He says, you know what communion is? He says, communion's when you're talking back and forth.
Yes.
He says, when you're with, that's quiet time.
Yeah.
That's when you're having, you're speaking to him, as that prophet says. We do too much of the talking, too much of the time. That's me. I love talking to him, but I love more to hear from him.
Yeah.
I want to hear more from him.
Yeah.
And he says, that's really what communion is. So we have communion every day. All day long is when we have communion.
Amen.
And this is a special that there's ordinances that he left for us. He says to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then he says that you take the Lord's Supper and you take foot washing. So what an opportunity that we have that we can go back to Calvary. He says that day is, he said, it's the showdown. He says, when you come up here, he says, that's the showdown. Is to look up, to keep your life checked, is, Lord, I want everything. Forgive me for everything, Lord. I want to be there on that day. And it is. It's when we come to here, I start getting this like, Lord, I want to make for sure. I want to make for sure. So if you come tonight being prepared to take the Lord's Supper, amen. Praise the Lord. Like I said, we're here to dine on spiritual food.
Amen.
And I believe that the Lord had a plan.
Yes.
He's had a plan. He always has a plan. He said, God's not haphazard. He doesn't do things and it just randomly happens. He knows. And he, from the beginning, that he protected his word.
Amen.
Prophet told us he protected that word, that Bible, all the way down through that word. He said he watched out after it. He protected it to make sure that we would have the true word of God in our end time.
Amen.
He did the same thing too with this message. He gave us and he protected the message.
Amen.
He watched to make sure that it was pure, unadulterated, the word.
Amen.
He had a plan. I'm just happy to be in his plan.
Amen.
But he wanted to make sure we didn't take out a jot or a tittle or this or that or an I to the bride of Jesus Christ. It's all the word.
Amen.
We believe every word. So he had that plan and he was able to us that he give us the table.
Amen.
Amen. We got the table. We can feed on the table wherever we go. Amen. And he's taken this table and he spread it everywhere.
Amen.
It's around the world.
Amen.
Satan tried to stop it. He couldn't stop it. He said, you might stop that messenger, but you can't stop that voice.
Amen.
And that's why God had these messages recorded, so that we could hear it. That's why it was stored up, so that we could hear this word and have it for our day.
Amen.
It is that stored up food. And we do believe, as we've been talking, it is a love letter to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Is that we understand what he's saying sometimes when the world don't understand what he's saying. He said, that's the revelation. Brother Branham makes that comment. He starts talking about, he says, I'll write. And he says, I'm overseas. And he says, media write me. Mom would write him. And he'd say, well, you know, I've had a tough day. I did the laundry. And he says, you know, I'll put the kids to bed and everything else. He says, but I can read between the lines what she's trying to tell me.
Amen.
He says, I know what she's trying to say. And that's because he was so in love with her. And it is with a husband and wife that you know that the way she's acting, the way she's saying to me, he says, oh, I just put the kids to bed and I did the laundry and everything. But he knew the way she said it, what she was meaning. Because when you're so in love, you're attuned. You know when something comes up, what's the matter, hon? What's wrong? You know their actions, the way that they do, the way they say things, something that's in their voice or something that you can recognize it, that something's wrong or they're excited about something. What is it that you want to know? That's what this bride does with this message.
Amen.
When we listen to this message, we understand exactly what that prophet said.
Amen.
We catch those little hidden nuggets when he says something. It's like, oh, did you catch that? Oh, I love that. And when you come around other members of the bride, and it's sometimes when you don't even get the words out, did you? Yeah, I caught that too. Oh, that was awesome. I love doing that. That's what the bride does with the word. Amen. So I believe that even what we did tonight, that I was praying about this, singing the song. I like singing the song, Come and Dine, when we're coming to the Lord's table. I just love that song for communion service. And it struck me to come down. It's, you know what? God sent us another love letter. And we sung it tonight.
Amen.
Jesus has a table spread.
Amen.
Amen. He's got a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. Come and dine. With his manna, he does feed. And he supplies our every need. Amen. With the table. Praise the Lord. That's a love letter to me right there, buddy. Amen. The master called, come nigh. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitudes, turned the water and rock to wine, to the hungry calleth now. Press play and come and dine. Praise the Lord. One more time. In there, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was singing that song yesterday and it's like, whoa, Lord, there it is. The table, he has a table. This is. It's probably just coincidence though, probably. You think? No, I don't think so. He's inspired that writer of that song whenever it was. That he then knew that it was going to be called the table. And he knew that stored up food would be on that table. And he also knew that you were the chosen ones to accept and to read that hidden manna. Amen. We're so thankful for that. It's everything to us. It's the very thing we were telling the kids at camp. This was one of the things we had in the last one. We were telling them how you must eat and drink every single day. You have to eat and drink every single day to survive. And if you don't eat, you die. It's just that simple. If you don't eat, and you've got to drink all the time. It's your body thirst. It thirsts for water. And you know how it is when you really get thirsty and you really want a drink of water. And it's just, you can't wait to get a drink of water. And when you drink that water, it quenches your thirst. It just feels so good. And I think it is asking our brother Matt that 60 or 70% of your body is water. You've got to have it. You got to have nourishment. You got to have food. You got to eat it all the time.
Amen.
And it's something most of you probably before you come here, you had your lunch and maybe you got really full, but you're going to get hungry again.
Amen.
And it's something that's like, man, I don't think I can eat no more. I'm stuffed. Like on Thanksgiving, it's like, I can't eat no more. And about 4 hours later, it's like, pass me the pumpkin pie. You're hungry again. Your body craves food. It's got to have food all the time. It is the same spiritually. It is to tell them and it is with us. That is the way spiritual food is such a type. Our body has to have that natural food. Our bodies have to have that spiritual food.
Amen.
It's a constantly eating all the time. the spiritual food that God has stored up for us. You just can't get up in the morning and say, I'm going to listen to the quote of the day and I'm going to say something to the Lord. You got to eat all the time. Eat that food all the time. Because we're building spiritual muscles. That's what we're doing. That's what this, he says, is fortified with all the vitamins and rich that we need for the battle that we're ahead. And what's so wonderful, he's not only given us vegetables, he's given us dessert. We're getting everything with lots of calf slobbers on it. Yeah, if you listen to the tapes, you know what that is. I do believe that this message is being revealed more today than it ever has been revealed before. I believe it's into the bride of Jesus Christ. This message is talking to the bride of Jesus Christ. The bride of Jesus Christ is recognizing even more so who that they are. What time that we're living in. And if you follow around or watch, and I know that we don't in the politics of what's going on is out in the world, it's truly a sign of the time that we're living in. We're just truly at the end, brothers and sisters. And it so thrills my heart as I was telling Brother Samuel that, you know, it never fails. I come up to you and it's like, man, wasn't that a wonderful service last week? And I tell the deacons, it's like, it gets better every time.
Amen.
How can it get better every time? The message does get better every single time. Because it is something that spiritual food feeding us, that we're able, that when we recognize that no enemy can stand up against
Amen.
You, you're invincible.
Hallelujah.
We're sealed in.
Amen.
That's the key. And when we know that and recognize that, that everything that we have need of is in this message, that we hear it, and it makes us more sure of who that we are. And that's what Satan hates. He hates that we know who that we are, and the more that we recognize who that we are. And because that defeats him. Brother Bram says he knows. That's when an animal is the most vicious, when he's getting ready to die. And he's getting ready to die. And we're getting ready to go. We're getting ready to take a flight. We're getting ready to leave here and get out of this place. And we feel that. And we feel that in the air. That is something you can't hide it for the bride. They got to know. He says, we're engaged. And we're getting ready. And here the great father, he keeps sending us, he keeps sending the bride presents. He sends us presents. He sends us his word all the time. He said the greatest thing that he can give to us. But we know by the Holy Spirit that we believe that God took the lips of Brother Branham to bring us the fresh word. He says just, he opened up his mouth and the Lord Jesus spoke through it. Do you believe that?
Amen.
That's our absolute. We know our ducks quack.
Amen.
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 That's what he said. He said, that drake on the pond, he says, when he gives out that call, he said, every drake on that pond, he says, comes to that leader.
Amen.
He says, they know the sound of his honk. They know who he is, what he is, and he says that they all come. And they all follow that honk.
Amen.
And he's honking for us, and he's taking us straight to the rapture.
Amen.
And so that's why we're here tonight, to listen to that honk.
Hallelujah.
He's honking for us. He's calling out for us. And we're here providing a way for us to take a flight. Amen.
Amen.
We want to stand. We want to get right into service tonight. We bow our heads and just thanking the Lord for all of his grace and his mercy to us. Another opportunity to come together to eat upon his spiritual food. So blesses me that he's so mindful of even the little things. It's like in that song, he's got a table spread where the saints of God are fed. How that ties in to the stored up food, spiritual food in due season for the bride of Christ, and that you have the revelation of it. Do you feel more in your heart tonight that you're closer to him than you were a year ago? Do you feel more assured that, Lord, I know more assured now than ever before that I'm a real royal seed of Abraham? Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for letting us know. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come together to recognize, Lord, that we are your children. And all that you do for us, Lord. We love you and we thank you. We just want to invite him to come here and to be with us tonight, to meet every request. There's quite a few that come in. So Brother Worley had passed away, just a young man, unexpected, said he was only 49 years old. We remember our sister Faith Barley. She's not feeling good tonight. We've got a sister Song, a young girl, that the enemy's after her. That's all of us. The enemy's after us. And Roger Chester in North Carolina in ICU. And our sister Emery, she's in the hospital. So sweet, she sent me a little text. Devil's after. Says he don't know. He don't even know who he's messing with. He didn't mess with the wrong person. And now we're the bride of Jesus Christ, assembled ourselves together. He's messing with the wrong people. We are the children of God, and when we go to prayer, things happen because we believe it. We believe we are His children. What we ask, we believe that we shall receive. Because we serve a mighty God, the inexhaustible fountain of life. And He's going to meet all these requests. And if you've got a request upon your heart, just make it known to Him. Lord, I raise my hand to You. Lord, You know what my need is. Lord, look down on my heart, Lord. And Father, number one, I speak for all Your children now, Lord. We want to be more like You. Before we come to this table tonight, Lord, forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings, Lord, and how that we fail You, Lord. We're so unworthy, Lord. We're so unworthy to come up here and to take of this bread and this wine that represent Your blood and Your body, Lord. May our minds go back to Calvary, Lord, and what You did for us. But Lord, how great Thou art, because You've assured us in our heart who that we are, Lord. And we know that You sent a prophet to call out a bride. And we are those chosen ones that You have predestinated before the foundation of the world. Lord, be with us tonight. Let's just sing our song as I invite our brother William to come up here and take these requests before the Lord. Once again, that we want to reach out and touch Him. For we know that He's here with us. You believe that? You believe tonight what you're asking for, you're going to get it? Hold that in your heart. Don't think of nothing else, just that right there. Lord, I'm going to believe it. What? We're sitting in the presence of Almighty God. The same pillar of fire is here in this building with us to answer our very request. Lord, our hearts are stirred within us, Lord, to think that You're here with us. We love You and we thank You, Lord Jesus. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by. Precious Lord Jesus, how we love You tonight, Lord. Oh, there's no words to describe how much that we love You, Lord. Lord, thank You. Lord, there's so much to be thankful for, Lord, tonight. Lord, Your word, Father, that You've allowed us, Father, to hear. Lord, we're trained to that voice, Lord, like that duck on the water, Lord. We come flying in from the east, from the west, and we're here gathered, Lord. In this humble place, Lord, we know that You're here with us, Father. You promised where two or three were gathered, You'd be here. Oh, what an honor, what a privilege it is to be identified in this word, Lord. We see ourselves in this word, Lord. Oh, we love You, Lord. We thank You, Father, for what You've done for us in this day. Oh, Father, we just want to commit this service into Your hands, Lord. Lord, every part, Father, every song, every
word that's spoken and said, we just pray that you'd be with us, Lord. And Father, you'd open up our hearts to hear your word like never before, Lord. And that you'd sink it so deep into our hearts and our souls, Lord, that, Lord, it'd become one with it, Lord. Oh, Lord, each request, Lord, that was spoken and the ones that are unspoken, Father, and every hand that's lifted, Father, everyone that's streaming in, all just the needs of your bride around the world, Lord. Father, we're a trained people, Lord. And we know that when we come to you in the name of the Lord, things have to happen, Lord. Lord, we just come before you as a group of believers. And each request, Father, we just ask that you'd undertake for each one. And Lord, just no matter what the situation may be, Lord, we know that you're moving in on the scene even now, Lord. Even if it's a grain of sand, Lord, we know it's moving, Father. We love you, Lord, and we just want to commit ourselves once again into your hands and all that we are, Lord. Just be with us tonight in a special way. And Father, as we take the Lord's Supper tonight, Father, may our hearts go back to Calvary, Lord. Truly, it's a sacred time to us, Lord. We remember what stripes you took for us, Lord. Lord, the blood that was shed. Lord, the same blood that just covers us and is a bumper every time we do wrong, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord, from the depths of our hearts. And we just want to say we love you and thank you one more time, Lord, for allowing us to be together, Lord, and to hear your word. We just commit all these things in the name of Jesus Christ to you. Amen. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord. So wonderful to be here tonight. Amen. And just love the Lord with all my heart. And just hearing Brother Joseph speak a few minutes ago, just what a blessing it is. And truly, how great is our God. And he's watched over this perfect word for us tonight. How great is his word? He's the greatest one that ever was heard. Let's just sing that little chorus tonight. Oh, how great is our God. And how his word, for he's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I will.
These tithes and offerings you're about to take, may they go for the furtherance of your work, Father, that you're doing around the world. Be with each person here today. Be with each member of the bride of Jesus Christ, we pray. Ask your presence to be with us now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
how great is our God, and how great is His word, for He's the greatest one that
of Calvary, and this world.
would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night, O blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. Thank you. this time.
Spirit.
Sister, all the way from Guyana, and they've been here fellowshipping with us, and I believe they're going home soon, but it's been a privilege to have them here, and that special was so perfectly done. And I'm so glad to be a Christian. Amen. If you just remain standing, and this little song that God can do anything, anywhere, and any time for you. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And truly, in an atmosphere like here, in the message we're going to hear, anything can happen. Amen. Oh, God can do anything, anywhere, anytime. God can do anything for you. Oh, God can. Just think of something that he's done for each of you. I know we have many testimonies, many answered prayers, and let's just sing that to him one more time, real sweet. Oh, God can do anything, anywhere, anytime. God can do anything for you. Oh, He's so good to me. is good. God, He is so good. God, He is so good. God, He is so good. He's so good to me.
That's how I'm doing. It is once again tonight for us to have the opportunity to have God's prophet to come and to speak to us tonight, bringing us that hidden manna, that word, that one duck that gives a holler that we all hear and recognize as the voice of God to the bride of Jesus Christ. I'm so happy to be one of them that recognizes that voice with you. God bless you. Here's our prophet, God's messenger, to bring us the word, communion. God bless you, Brother Branham.